Coming up to Matzah, Marer, and Kairich. So we know the protocol. There's Matzah first, then we go ahead and eat Marer, then we go ahead and do it together. So what exactly is the Pshat? Why we go ahead and do this? So it's commonly accepted, it's said over, generally as fact. The Pshat is, we know there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, how one properly should go ahead and be eating Matzah and Marer. Should they be eating Matzah, Marer, and Karn Pesach together, all in unison together? The Pasuk says, a Matzah, Marer, and Yachlu, does that imply it should be eaten as one? Or does it mean that each one should be eaten individually? And that being the case, we go ahead and Mekayim first sheet the Rabbanan to each one individually, and then we go ahead and we fulfill the opinion of Hillel, who says we should eat them all together. And that'll be Mekayim, since we don't pass, there's no clear hachra, and the Gemara comes out, indeed, there's no clear hachra who we pass like, therefore we try to fulfill both sheetas. And this is the way it's said over. However, there's a basic problem with this approach, and that is for two reasons. First of all, Hillel himself, according to many opinions of the Rishonim, held that if one were to go ahead and eat the matzah and mar separately, he would be Yitzhak Chiyah, he'd fulfill his obligation. This idea that one should eat them together is how one should fulfill it. But if one did not do it that way, one would be Mekayim his mitzvah. And that being the case, once we have eaten matzah and mar, we've already been Yitzhak. That's first and foremost. Secondly, there's another question. That is, the basic machlaikis between Hill and Necham hinges on another machlaikis as well. And that is the concept called mitzvah is mevatel zuazu. Because one mitzvah had the potential to be mevatel and to cause problems for another mitzvah. Meaning, as follows, you have a mitzvah. Let's say you're eating just matzah. And while you're eating this matzah, you would go ahead and eat something else. You'd be eating macaroons. No, something else that has nothing to do with any mitzvah. So in your mouth, in the same swallow, you have something which you're supposed to be eating because it's a mitzvah, and something you're eating just because it's a random achila that you want to eat. Now we say, there it seems to be everyone would agree that the achila that you're eating, the thing in, which is in one's mouth, which is not an object of a mitzvah, would go ahead and certainly remove some of the taste of the matzah. And that being the case, one does not have the full key of mitzvah matzah, would not be aitzah. It depends exactly, maybe if one ate a large amount, it would be. There's different ways to calculate this, but the basic concept would be that the eating of a food which is not obligatory would go ahead and ruin the mitzvah which one is eating. The question is, what would happen if one tried to fulfill two mitzvahs at once? Two things which are on par. You have one mitzvah, you have another mitzvah. You try to do both of them at once. And here is what we have, the Machlokes Hillel and Nechamim. Besides the basic machlokes of how to learn the pasuk about matzah and marer, there's also a basic machlokes of can two mitzvahs happening at once, can they ruin each other? And that being the case, the chachamim who hold that ideally one should eat matzah and marer individually, would want to go ahead and say, look, I want to do it together, just, you know, why not? I'll go and eat them together. If he does that, he runs into potential trouble because eating the matzah and marer, each one can knock off the ability to mekayim the other mitzvah. And that being the case, one could feasibly end up in a situation where he's mekayim neither because there's two things going on here at once. So that is a basic machlokes how this concept applies. However, it seems, according to most Rishonim, that everyone would agree, if the two mitzvahs were not on par, one would say it would be deraisa, and one would be of a derabana nature. So as far as the deraisa is concerned, the derabana doesn't really rank. It's a whole different mitzvah altogether. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. It doesn't rank in the mitzvah Shabbat Torah. That being the case, we would view it as a non-mitzvah item. And that being the case, even Hill could potentially agree to this. That being the case, the maror would ruin the mitzvah of the matzah. Now, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, all mitzvahs were on par. We had matzah, we had marer, we had karm pesach, all are deraisa, they're all equal. And that Hillel said, do them all at once and you're yaitza. Nowadays, everybody agrees that marer is only derabanan. And that being the case, the whole theoretical machlokes in the Gemara of how properly to eat matzah and marer doesn't really apply anyways. Everybody would agree when the mitzvahs are not on par that you have this problem, and therefore one would have to eat, one would have no choice, one would have to eat the matzah individually and the marer individually. One would have the mitzvah deraisa first and marer second. So that being the case, really what emerges from this is that according to everybody, you've been yaitza matzah immediately, you've been yaitza marer immediately, and then we go ahead and we go and sandwich them together for no apparent reason. So what does it mean? Why are we doing this? And for that, perhaps, the Lashon of the Rif is a bit indicative of what we're doing, and he says, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, he throws in a line here, the Rif throws in a line that says, we are obligated to make a zecher, a remembrance for the Beis HaMikdash. It's not part of the Gemara. But essentially, it seems what the Rif is saying is that there's a separate mitzvah here going on. There's a mitzvah called Zeich HaMikdash. We have to do the best we can. We have to strive to recall what went on in the Beis HaMikdash and try to live the moment of the Beis HaMikdash as best we can and to yearn to make it back there. That being the case, it's true we have been Yaitza Matzah and we have been Yaitza Marer, but since there is an outstanding machlokes in Klal Yisrael, which way to go, one which was never really resolved, when it comes to the new mitzvah of Zeich HaMikdash, we go ahead and we establish that mitzvah along the lines of the other opinion, which we want to maintain that opinion for the sake of understanding that we may not pass in one way. So for this mitzvah, Zeich HaMikdash, we go ahead and we fulfill the mitzvah. But that being the case, really what emerges from that is, when we say the words, Zeich HaMikdash Kehillel, the translation is not remembering what Hillel did in the Beis HaMikdash. Essentially, according to the Rif, the words would mean, Zeich HaMikdash. We're performing a Zeich HaMikdash, comma, Kehillel, along the lines of Hillel. That is how we're performing Zeich HaMikdash. I'll just add that according to this, it comes out a bit better. The Paiskim are busy with how come those who say the words Zeich HaMikdash Kehillel, they're bothered. Why isn't this a hefsek between the bracha of matzah and marer and the eating of the kairich? If we're trying to actually fulfill our obligation to matzah and marer, it should be a hefsek between the achila and the original bracha. Now, we understand anything when you talk about the mitzvah itself, it's not so severe. It's not a whole different diversion, it's a different topic. It's not that much of a hefsek. But generally, you try to avoid that. This being the case, it's much easier to understand, even though we try not to be masik, but the concept here is that we essentially have been yaitz already. So really, there is no real mikra hadin problem of hefsek, even though we try not to talk to them anyways. But nonetheless, there's no real problem of hefsek because we're doing a new mitzvah altogether, oh, zeichel mikdash kehillah. That mitzvah, we say, we establish before we begin the mitzvah, let it be a zeichel mikdash along the lines of Hillel.